God bless you. Welcome back to Heart of Worship bonus clip. To my right, we have our brother Andrew.
Bless you guys.
Also, our brother Angelo.
God bless you guys.
And our brother David.
God bless you guys.
This is our bonus episode, our bonus clip. And we wanted to bring something to it that I believe a lot of people can relate to, David.
Amen.
We had a conversation the other night, and we was bouncing off each other, and it was very edifying. I want you to tell the people a little bit about what we talked about.
Amen. So kind of like a summary of what we was talking about would be falling into a routine instead of being in a relationship. So I'll speak for myself here. I feel like in our ministry and in my walk with God, I was falling into a sense of routine with my service. And it would be from everything down to my prayer life. My prayers turned into just a 30-second prayer for my food in the morning before I go to work or at night before I go to bed. It started to, when I was reading, I would just be reading for something to prepare for church. Right. And it came to a sense where everything I was doing, I was just kind of doing it for the church. Everything was just falling into a routine. And I recently went away for a little bit. I had some business, and I was gone for close to 10 days, and I had nothing but time, Danny. Mm. And throughout that time, I spent a lot of it with God. I spent a lot of it in prayer, a lot of it in worship, a lot of it in the Word. And Danny, I realized that I forgot why I was serving God.
Wow. Mm.
I forgot why I came to God. I forgot why I chose to give my life to God. Because after going and spending time in His presence, after going and spending time in His Word, I realized that I lost something that I didn't even realize that I lost. I found out that I came to a sense of almost just doing all of these things religiously, Danny, and I forgot what it was like to truly just spend time with God, not because I needed something, not because I wanted something, not because I was looking to get something, just because I wanted to spend time with Him. Right. And I realized, Danny, that that's something that a lot of us fall into. That's something that a lot of us do, especially into the in servants in the church, in the ministry.
Yeah.
I have to say, and I know we talked about it then, but I'll say it again here for the people that's been here this podcast. I fell victim to that too.
Amen.
The routine of just, I'm going to prepare now and seek God now because I'm going to open service.
That's right.
I'm going to share a word.
That's right.
I'm going to be preaching this Thursday, or I got to take up petitions, or just to get in a routine, but no true relationship with God. And when that changed for me was over 6 years ago, especially coming here, Heart of Worship, that a lot of pressure was placed on us.
Amen.
And the pressure on the servant makes him grow. So I knew I had to be better. And through my routine that I thought it was good, I forgot about who I was serving, like what you were saying. Mm. And it was just, I got soaked and consumed with the things of life in business, Angelo, and how I would devote my life and my time to that, to take care of my family or whatever the case. And I always put Jesus on the back burner. And then I realized that I had to come to God with all of me.
Amen.
Amen.
And when I came to Him, I started to meditate on His Word. And Philippians 4, 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on those things."
Amen.
"The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me.
Amen.
Do these things, and the God of all peace will be with you." So what happens is we start to follow a trend.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to look at our leader. And maybe for some of us here, and I think this is going to be maybe one of the next episodes that the pastor is going to take up. Maybe for some of us watching somewhere, maybe we're in a wrong place and the leadership isn't good. And if we start to follow because we see that the leader of the church isn't committed.
Yeah.
And the leader of the church has failed in certain areas. And maybe that drags the people away. And that makes the people want to just, they're not that attractive to submit their entire life to servitude. So here's the thing. We have a responsibility.
Amen.
As fathers, as husbands, as providers for our families, gentlemen. And the Lord blesses us and provides for us. And he meets our needs of our families. So we're not saying, don't do that. No, provide for your families. Do what you have to do. But the thing is, know what's more valuable. Amen. Christ is more valuable.
Amen.
Christ is your reward.
Amen.
And yes, we have to provide for our families and we have to do things and go to work and maybe it's out of town and maybe you're not in your church. But take God with you everywhere you go.
Amen.
Know that we work not because we want to, but we work because we have to get to a point that we don't, so we can have more time in ministry. Amen. And more time for God's people.
Amen.
If God has called you to do anything, if God has placed a desire and a calling in your life, then pursue it with everything you got.
Amen. Don't just be the servant inside of the church, Danny. Exactly. Even right. When you're out of the church, when you're out of town, maybe you're in another state, maybe you're at just someone's house. Mm. Just because you're outside of the church doesn't mean that your image, doesn't mean that your light that God shines on you should be any different.
So going back to what you said, it reminded me of something that happened to me about a year ago.
Okay.
I was in a slump. I was in routine, David. I would come to church 3 days a week, to the altar, back to my chair, go home, pretend to read the Bible. And even my pastor would call me and say, what's wrong with you? You're not the same person you was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So I have to go out of town. I go to my father in Boston. And while I'm there, I remember you telling me something in the truck before I left. You're saying, you're not pouring out, and that's what your problem is. And I had that in my head as I left. And when I get there, I find myself doing more for God than I was here in town. In another church, at my father's house, on Instagram. And my pastor calls me and says, maybe you should leave more often because you're doing more out of town than you were back home. And that hit me hard. It was the truth because I wasn't outpouring. I wasn't taking what I learned and edifying other people. I wasn't helping my brother. I wasn't helping my wife. I wasn't talking to anybody else. And it made me think I have to start getting in my word, not just because I want to share with one person.
Amen.
But getting my word because for myself as well, because it's going to help me grow and help me not hit that slump anymore.
Right.
When I could call you or call you.
Right.
Or, you know.
Why do you think it was that way, though, before, like, coming up to the point so you were out of town and you were more active out of town than you were here? Well, into a place that God has brought you.
It's a hard answer because I felt that I wasn't needed here at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was constantly being poured into, but not being poured out.
Yep.
Right.
So when I finally got to a point where, well, I learned this to my brother Antonio. Hey, I learned this last week. Let me share with you on this. He's going through something, and I already been there, and I got talking to you, talking to Steve, talking to our pastor every morning at 7 a.m.
Right.
You know, I get through things and I could, what I already learned, I could help another person go through it. And I felt that when I was needed, maybe, is it safe to say I was needed? That it helped me get through that slump and helped me to get to where I am today.
So as you were poured into, as you was refreshing.
Yes.
Refresh others with what God has instilled in
you. Amen. And don't let it get to the point where you're so full that you hit that slump and you have no idea where you're at.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's this topic, repetition, mm-hmm. routine.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to Danny, to all of us.
Yes.
Angel, we all fall into this trap in church especially as a servant, you, because you have this set time, you're going to church, be on time, this thing, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. There's certain things that you have to do. And we fall into that trap, like we said. And something I was reading, and we was talking about it before, and I was reminded of is Peter, when Christ came back. Mm-hmm. He had the routine of his life. He was a fisherman. Right. And he went back to that routine. He went right back to fishing. He did catch nothing the whole night. He seen, I think John was the one who seen Jesus at the shore cooking breakfast, and he runs to him. And he went back to where he came from. And Jesus reminds him of who he was. And he asks him three times, do you love me? And Angelo, the reason I'm saying this like this is because what you just said. Tend to my sheep, feed my sheep, look after my sheep. That's what we have to do. We have a responsibility to do that on top of the building stuff, on top Amen. Of the routine. Right. And how Amen. Do we not fall into a routine? And I think a problem a lot of us face is that he's not at the center of all of it. We kind of make our lives revolve around him and not let him revolve around our lives and let God be the center of it and
That's right.
do that. And don't fall into that pattern of the world, but fall into what God wants us to do. The pattern and plans that God has set us out to do and walk according to that. Not walk according to what we think and what we should do and not fall into the repetitive routine mindset of just being a part of this world.
Christ-centered life.
Amen. A Christ-centered life.
Right. Will keep you Jesus out of routine and in
Amen.
Relationship.
Amen.
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 Very good, gentlemen. God bless you guys. Thank you for being with us. Make sure you tune in next week to our next podcast in the bonus clip. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
God bless you.